Live from the Journeys Group studio, this is Taking Care of Business.
Good day. This is George Pate.
And this is Tommy Pate.
Taking Care of Business. We are in the first full week of March. Last week was the first week. This is the first full week. I noticed last week, before it was even March, that there was pollen on my car. Forgot to mention that last week, and I feel it. I hate it.
Let me just say, for all of those people in radio land, all three of them that listen to our show, snorting is not very professional.
There's nothing about what we do here is very professional.
You know what? That is an excellent observation.
How is that anything different from the norm?
You know what? I was going to apologize, but really there's no reason there's, to.
I mean, if you're listening to this show, you know exactly what to expect.
I'm glad you do, because we never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just kind of walk in and sit down and start talking, and I haven't gotten in trouble yet, and so I guess we're doing something okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, first week of March, it's starting to get warm, but I think it's that like fake spring where it's warm for a couple of weeks and then it's going to be like back in the 30s. That's what usually happens. I hope so anyway. Although I heard you say the other day for the first time that you want warm weather.
Sounds odd, I know.
It does. It does. Anything we need to talk about before we get rolling?
I don't think so. I think everything, D.C. and I mean, as the presidential election picks up steam, we'll have lots to talk about then, but right now, not really.
Who are the major people that have announced they're running? I know Nikki
right
Haley.
Right now, Nikki Haley and Trump's on one of the Republican side.
Yeah, and on the Democratic side,
Uncle Joe.
And I thought there was somebody else that had announced they were running against him.
I would like to think so, but
I would like to think they would have anybody that would. What scares me is that he might win again.
Oh, he will.
There's enough stupid people.
Now, that's not very kind.
No, but it's accurate. I mean, these are the same people that kept – never mind. Anyway, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to say that I have no doubt that there's a very high probability he'll win again, because there's a certain genre of people out there that are going to vote Democrat no matter what. If it was a four-legged bovine, they'd vote Democrat.
Unfortunately, you're right. But we're still we're still about a year away from having to see all the political ads, thank goodness. So, anyway, but yeah, DC's been fairly quiet, which is good. Good for all of us. So, anyway, my name is George Pate. I'm a financial advisor with the Journeys Group.
My name is Tommy Pate. I'm a certified financial planner with the Journeys Group.
We're an independent registered investment advisory firm in Aiden, North Carolina, right outside of Greenville. Our phone number is 252-746-6785. Again, 252-746-6785. Or you can find us on the web at www.thejourneysgroup.com. Again, www.thejourneysgroup.com. Our website has a variety of financial articles that we rotate on it. It has our contact information as well as our physical location. There's a place if you have a question or want to make an appointment with us, you just fill in your name and a little bit of contact information, and we'll be in touch with you to either answer that question or to set up a time to meet with you. It has links to our social media, to our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Instagram page. I believe we just had a video go up on our YouTube channel either last week or the week before. I can't remember the exact day, titled, Are We in a Recession? It was we had one that went out before that was about recessions. You know, I think it was literally called What is a Recession? That was very much just kind of a very factual video about the things that make a recession, historically, how long they've lasted, that sort of thing, the characteristics. And then the last one that we did was called Are We in a Recession, which was more of a Q&A style with you and I, that we gave kind of our professional opinions about, are we in a recession? And despite what the Federal Reserve Board is and has been saying, we are and have been in a recession. I mean, nobody wants to admit it because then that looks really bad, but we have been in one. So I'd encourage y'all to check those videos out. And last but not least, or no, it has our there's a place for our upcoming events on the website as well. Our next one is our retirement workshop in Edenton.
No, our next one's our Easter hunt.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking Yeah. Our next one is our Easter event for clients. That is April the 1st, April Fool's Day. We will be having our Easter egg hunt for adults and children. Again, adults, I encourage you to bring proper padding, knee pads, elbow pads, helmets, that sort of thing. I've never seen grown adults chase down plastic eggs so hard. And
last year, I have to tell you, we have two Easter egg hunts. We have one for adults and one for children. Now, the children was a free-for-all, as you can imagine, because they're fun and, yeah. The adults made the children look like adults.
Yeah.
I have never in my life seen so many
grown-ups.
Mature adults.
Yeah.
And I mean people out there swinging canes and walkers. So this year we're going to have a special booth selling hip replacement insurance.
And disability insurance. Yeah.
Jeez, it was amazing, but it was fun.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah.
And George and I will be back on the grill, hot dogs, hamburgers, and bunny burgers.
Yes.
And the axe throwing man will be there as well.
Yeah. So that is April the 1st. You'll be getting some, you should be getting the invitation most any time for that if you're a client of ours. And our other event is our Edenton Retirement Workshop. We've talked a lot about that on May the 2nd and May the 4th. So we'll.
And another event that one of our partners is doing is, you may not know this, but March the 4th,
14th.
That's what I said. 314, March the 14th is Pi Day. Pi Day being the mathematical ratio.
314.
Yeah. 3.14. Gwendy's Goodies, one of our partners, is having a Pi Week extravaganza. Starts March the 14th and runs through March the 18th. Pie slices will be $3.14 that week. You can get $3.14 off a whole pie. But more importantly, Saturday, March the 18th, 10 a.m. Gwendy's is in Aiden, by the way. A pie eating contest, which I think is going to be fun. But more importantly, there's going to be adult and youth pie wars. Now, you can sign up to be part of this. There's no charge. Go by Gwendy's Goodies or go by Gwendy's website. The pie war is, we have a section of a block taped off as the war zone. You'll be amply supplied with whipped cream pies. And when you are hit in the face with a pie, you're out.
You're out.
But until then, let the whipped cream fly.
Yes.
We've got several fire departments that are standing by to hose the participants off. But put that on your calendar, March the 18th, Gwendy's Goodies, Pie Day.
Yes, yes, indeed. So with all of that said, and last but not least, the podcast is linked on there. There's like 19 different places you could listen to it. So I have talked enough about our marketing and what's going on with us. So let us jump right in. What are we talking about today?
Long-term care, I believe.
We are talking about long-term care. We've had a lot of questions about it recently talked with a lot of people about it, had some questions about it. How does it work? I've heard of this kind of policy. Is that what you're talking about? So we're going to talk about long-term care, what it is, what it does, what it should be, what it should do, that sort of thing. Excuse me. And then, we'll go through it. So long-term care, a long-term care policy is an insurance policy that is designed to pay a certain benefit if you are incapacitated, if you are typically in a nursing home or otherwise indisposed. There's a lot of different definitions. The most common one today, there are certain things that are called activities of daily living. You'll hear them called ADLs. And there's six of them. If you can't do two out of the six, and these activities are not complicated things. It's like moving from bed to chair, cooking for yourself, feeding yourself, dressing yourself, moving around
continents,
using the bathroom. Yeah. It's stuff like that. It's nothing that is super complex. So
and keep in mind, by the way, a long-term care event, if you can't do two of those five activities, you're considered to be eligible for a long-term care payout. That can happen when you're 32. You get in a bad automobile accident. It's not based on only age. Happens to age 65-year-olds.
Yeah, that's why I want to stress that this is not something that it's not hard to trigger this stuff. I mean, it's not, you don't have to jump through a ton of hoops, but it's designed to pay out a benefit for your care. So there's a new breed of policy, or a fairly new breed, that came out 6 or 7 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, prior to 6 or 7 years ago, we never talked about long-term care because it was a money trap for the consumer.
It was a use it or lose it. You know, you would pay in, you would pay your premium, and you would be limited to 3 years of care, 36 months of care. And if you died and never used it, that was it. I mean, the insurance company kept all the money. Your family didn't get anything back. You didn't get anything back. It was a winning game for the insurance company, but the consumer was the one that got bit every single time. So up until about 6 or 7 years ago, it really wasn't worth talking about. As of 6 or 7 years ago, there's a new breed of policy that offers lifetime care as opposed to 36 months. Now, it's more expensive, but long-term care is one of the few financial or insurance products or things like that that you truly get what you pay for. So you can pay $5 a month for a long-term care policy and you're going to get $5 a month worth of care. I mean, the quality of the care in terms of the benefit or how it pays out is truly dependent on how much you're willing to pay. So this new breed of policy is more expensive than the old stuff, but it offers a lifetime payout. There's two parts to it. The first part pays out for 3 years, like the standard, the old policies. But then there's a second part of it added on that is a lifetime payout. Guaranteed premium. So when you buy this, if you're buying this insurance, and there's several ways you can pay for it. There's what's called a 10 pay, which means you'd pay for it for 10 years and then it is paid up. There's a 20 pay, which is 20 years and paid up. Or there's a lifetime pay, which means it's never paid up. You pay for it for as long as you're alive or until the benefit is triggered. So the premium is guaranteed locked in once you buy the policy. It can't change either direction. So a lot of times we'll recommend people do the 10 pay, you know, because in a lot of situations when people do the 10 pay, they pay for it and they're done paying for it before they retire or shortly after they retire. And then it's paid up guaranteed. They never have to put another dollar into it again. One of the nice things about this, that with long-term care, you can use what's called a 1035 exchange. If you have an existing life insurance policy or an annuity, let's just say. Let's say you got an annuity and it's not really doing a whole lot for you. It's not really what you need anymore. It, you know, it did the job when you bought it, but it's not something that you need anymore. You can take the value of that. You can surrender that policy and move it into the, you can surrender the annuity in this situation, move it into the long-term care and essentially buy a chunk of insurance or pay for the whole thing at one time. So there's several different options. I mentioned that very briefly. That's a little bit more complicated than what I want to go into, but there's several different options on how you can pay for this. One of the other benefits of the newer policies is the benefit goes up by 3% every year for a certain amount of time or forever. You know,
now, does the premium go up by 3%?
No, premium doesn't go up. What it pays out will go up. So a typical policy that we recommend to people is a 10 pay policy, lifetime benefit that pays $5,000 a month per person for life. Again, for life. So if you've got a couple, there will be one premium that pays for both of them. You don't pay the premium for each person, $5,000 a month per person, so up to $10,000 a month. But again, you can add on an inflation rider that increases that $5,000 a month by 3% per year. And so if you're a younger person, let's say you're in your 40s, let's just say, and you buy this, that inflation rider is huge because by the time you're in your late 60s, early 70s, when you'll probably need this, you know, when the likelihood that something will happen that will trigger this, the benefit might be $8,000 or $9,000 by then. And so it's the inflation rider is really great because it helps to keep up. It doesn't keep up with it perfectly, but it does help to make it competitive down the line. So again, something to be aware of. Along with all these benefits, the new policies have a death benefit with it. The way it's set up, it's a life insurance policy with a long-term care rider attached. So there's a death benefit there. If you have this particular long-term care policy and you don't use it, you never use it, you die, never use it. At your death, your beneficiaries will get a certain amount of money. I was about to quote a number that
usually it's between 80 to 100% of the premium that you paid.
Yeah, and there's a certain amount. And you can change the death benefit. You know, you can increase it if you want to. But there's a benefit there left behind if you never use it, which is unique to this kind of policy. Let's talk about you.
Yeah, let's take your mom and I. We can talk about us without violating confidentiality. If we don't ever use our long-term care, and I bought mine at 55, so mine is guaranteed to be paid up at 65, two more years. Yep. If we don't use our long-term care, then our children get almost to the penny, every bit of money that we put back into it. So the true cost of it was what I could have made if I'd invested that money, so to speak. And that's the reason why I bought it. Now, if we use the benefit, then that the amount that is used is taken out of the death benefit. And if we use more than the death benefit, there is no death benefit. But somebody's going to get almost all the money back, either in benefits or in death benefit.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about this new breed is that it's not a use it or lose it. There is some benefit if you don't ever use it, because the old policies would, I hate to say, punish you if you were in good health to the day you died. But that's what it would do. Nowadays, if you, like you said, if you never use it, your beneficiaries get a certain amount of money back. And so that's a nice benefit added to it. One of the biggest things, these types of policies will pay out whether you are at home, in hospice, in a nursing home, or if you're in like an adult daycare. They don't care where you are. They will pay for it. They will pay a certain amount of money for your care no matter where you are. So depending on how severe your situation is, this will pay for it. You know, if the best example is, let's take you again. You know, you're a pretty big guy compared to mom. Mom's, if something happened to you, let's say, and you're 72 and you break a hip, not a life ending situation. You know, you're not going to be in a nursing home for the rest of your life, but you may have to have rehab for the next 6 months. All right. Mom's not big enough to pick you up and kind of move you in and out of bed to help take care of you. She can't do that.
But so our contract would pay for somebody to come into our house and pick me up and move me in and out of bed. I don't have to be in a nursing facility.
It gives you the control to decide where you want your care to be given. The best example you give is that, personal situation, you know, you were paramedic, you've been in a ton of nursing homes, even the nicest nursing home is still a nursing home.
Yeah.
And if you got to be there for just 6 months, you'd rather be, or even any situation, you'd much rather be at home and be comfortable being taken care of in your home instead of in a nursing home. But if you need to be in a nursing home, it'll pay for that. So it pays for your care no matter where you are, no matter what kind of care you're receiving.
Well, that's the other one of the big differences. I think you already mentioned this about the new generation of long-term care. That's most people want to be home.
Yeah.
And so it'll pay just as much if you're home than it does if you're in a nursing facility.
It actually works. They actually would prefer you be at home. There's no waiting period for the benefit if you're at home. And so, most importantly, you maintain control in a situation like that. Whereas before, I think the policies would only pay if you were in a nursing home and that was it. You did not have a choice about where you were. So ultimately, having a policy like this is about comfort, number one, to make, you know, that you feel comfortable about having it, that you're shoring up any gap there. But number two, it's all about the control. You're deciding, if you're incapacitated, you decide where you go to get cared for, not some insurance company.
Well, and we've seen, again, I've been doing this a long time, 39 years, and I've seen some scenarios where people literally ran out of money. Because of the long-term care scenario. we went to an elder law workshop a couple, 3 years ago and found out that the way the rule works is Medicare will not assist in any way unless your assets are down to $2,000 and you've got $2,000 a month of income. I bought it because I did not want to die after a long debilitating illness and leave my wife to live on $2,000 a month, because that's all she'd be allowed to have. So you buy long-term care almost as much to protect your family as you do for yourself.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Then my next point was, why buy it? And that's a great example. Oftentimes people think, people often feel for the person that is, or people only feel for the person that's in that long-term care scenario, but they forget that. And this is incredibly morbid, so let me pre-apologize. At some point, they're going to die. That's the reality of the situation, is that if you're in a nursing home, I mean, the average life expectancy in a nursing home is like 3 years, yeah. Maybe not even. And so at some point, the person that is having this care is going to die. Probably sooner than the surviving spouse in this situation. What people don't think about is, what is the surviving spouse going to do when the other person passes away financially? Because if you don't have something like this and you live, let's say you don't have the, as you like to say, you don't have the good decency to die in a reasonable amount of time. Yeah. I mean, let's say
I'm referring to myself.
Let's say you live 10 years, you know, and you're in a nursing home and we all know how expensive nursing homes are. When you pass away, your spouse, your husband or wife could be broke. I mean, could be absolutely destitute because you didn't have this, because you didn't have any way to pay for it, because you had to spend every dollar that you had in care. And so more importantly, instead of talking about the person that needs the care, we talk about protecting your spouse and your family, because the last thing you want to do is have to have them suffer after you pass away. Or, you know, have to have your adult children have to come in. And we met with a couple recently that are clients of ours that both of them have parents that are going through this type of situation and they don't have this policy. And so the clients that we're talking about are having to figure out how they're going to help pay for mom and dad's care. And it really got them thinking, you know, we don't want to have our, they have a teenage son. They said, you know, we're fairly young right now, but we don't want to have our son have to worry about that 20 years down the road. You know, we don't want to put that burden on him. And so this is all morbid stuff, but it's stuff that people don't think about. You know, people think, oh, I'm invincible, but it does not take much at all to go into a situation like this. And having this insurance, having this type of policy protects the surviving spouse or your family as much as it protects you. Like you said, you had a client years ago that did not have a policy like this. And I think they may have been a client before these policies really existed.
Yeah, it was years ago. And we actually helped pay for his funeral.
Yeah. I mean,
there was nothing left when he finally passed away.
Yeah. And again, back then these policies weren't around, but having a policy like this helps prevent that. And again, it helps. What we tell people when somebody passes away is that the family they leave behind, we can't bring the person back. But in a situation like this, if you've got this policy, this policy is designed to make sure that when you pass away, your family doesn't have to worry about money, theoretically. They're dealing with enough emotional drain already. Why would you want to put, and again, this is a really pointed statement, but this is the reality of it. Why would you want to risk putting that burden on them? If you have questions about this, if you want more information, give us a call at 252-746-6785. Again, 252-746-6785. Be glad to sit down and talk with you more in detail about this, give you some hard, fast numbers. Last thing I want to talk about, some things to watch out for. We've encountered a number of people that, you know, come in and say, okay, well, they get a quote from us and they find out what the price is going to be. And they say, wow, that's really expensive. I can get it over here for a third of the price. All right. Like I said earlier, you get what you pay for. Things to watch out for. If you see a deal like that you think, wow, that looks like a really great deal. There's probably some things in there to look out for. Look out for increasing premiums. A lot of times with this policy or with those policies, the cheaper policies, the premium will be locked in for, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. And then after 10 or 15 years, it balloons and skyrockets, you know, based on how old you are at that point. So watch out for that. Biggest thing, watch out for a limited payout. Like we talked about earlier, the old policies would pay out for 3 years and that was it. So watch out for that. Not necessarily a deal breaker, but just be aware of what you're buying if you're going to buy one of these policies. I've got here narrow definitions, and this is a pretty big one. A lot of policies have a very, very, very narrow definition of long-term care, of what triggers the benefit. You know, you may have to be in a it may have to be a situation that requires you to be in a nursing home or something like that. So just be aware of what constitutes triggering the benefit. And the last thing I've got is inadequate daily rates. Again, nursing homes are expensive. A lot of policies will either pay a certain amount per day or per month. So again, just be aware of what you're buying. Be aware of the parameters isn't the right word, but be aware of what the policy benefits. There it is. Yeah. Be aware of what benefits your policy has. Again, that's why we're talking about the new breed, these lifetime pay, this stuff that, and this is the only one that we offer is this lifetime pay. If it doesn't, you know, we got a note I got a note last week that, hey, there's this new company that had a really great rate increase. You know, they're paying a lot more now, but it's not lifetime. And so I said, it doesn't matter how much they increase the rates. If it's not lifetime, I don't want it, because I don't want to gamble on me dying in 3 years. If I'm going to have this, I'm going to pay for the more expensive one for it to pay for my entire life as long as I need it, because I don't want to gamble on me dying in 3 years. That's a pretty morbid gamble, and knowing my luck, I would lose that. And at the end of 3 years, this policy is not going to pay any. That policy is not going to pay anymore, and my family's got to figure out how to pay for it. So, again, this is a pretty heavy topic. It's pretty morbid, but it's something that a lot of people don't really think about until they either see somebody go through it or until it's too late and they're already dealing with it. So again, if you have questions, want more information or some hard, fast numbers, give us a call, 252-746-6785. Again, 252-746-6785. I tell you what, that elder law workshop really scared us. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say scared, but it really opened our eyes to how bad it can be for the people you leave behind.
And again, that's really, why you buy long-term care.
That's why you're protecting it. Yep. So anyway, I will hop off my morbid soapbox now. I appreciate y'all spending some time with us today. Hope you have a great rest of the day and week, and we look forward to visiting with you next week. This is George Pate.
And this is Tommy Pate, taking care of business.
The proceeding has been a paid program. The advice and opinions expressed by the Journeys Group and their guests are their own and may not reflect the opinions and advice of WTIB or Interbanks Media. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although should not be relied as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Fixed annuities are insurance products. Fixed annuities, rates, returns, and guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability to the underlying insurance company. Please see a statement of understanding and prospectus for a full detail on products discussed. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation and, as such, is not intended to be a direct recommendation. Before acting on any information mentioned, you should seek the advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. Investment advising services are offered through the Journeys Group, an SEC registered investment advisor.